Fear Index is that we look at what people say on Twitter, but also on Facebook and LinkedIn, and the things they say, the URLs they share. We then classify all of those items into many, many hundreds of different topics, whether that topic is marketing, or it's international politics, or it's the economy of the United States. And then the next thing that we do is we look at how other people respond when you talk about those particular subjects. And that lets us build a mathematical model of how other people respond to you whenever you're talking about a given subject. The maths that we run is very similar to the maths that Google uses to calculate its page rank. And the thing that we like most about it is that it's driven by what other people say about you rather than what you say about yourself. So the people who are 70 and above are really in the very, very the niche category of people who have got a substantial impact on Twitter on their particular subjects. And they tend to be national newspaper journalists who have got very well-known brands who are talking about technology. And the reason that that works is because lots of technology-centric people are on Twitter, and that's where they get their news. So it's much easier to get a 70 or 75 in some ways if you're a technology correspondent, because it's all the geeks who are on Twitter. Whereas if you're a fashion correspondent or a politics correspondent, it might be a bit harder, because while there are lots of people who love politics or fashion on Twitter, there just aren't as many as there are, say, technologists. If you're in the 30s, what that probably means is that you aren't starting to use Twitter as a core part of your daily routine. Perhaps you're using it as an announcement-only mechanism. Perhaps you're only around on it for half an hour every day at the start of the day. But it tends to show that it's not become core to your life. And I think if you look at some of the journalists who are right at the sort of the top of the rankings, people like Charles Arthur and Jemima Kish, it's pretty fair to say these are people who now really, really use Twitter very effectively as a core part of the way that they do business.